The first AA goes all is studying all the way from Cross Creek down to USF, USF to downtown, downtown to West Shore up to the airport. The only part of that entire route where there could be CSX lines is the USF to downtown, because it could go through East Tampa, and if it did, it would have to utilize CSX right away.
However, the mayor said, CSX doesn't necessarily have to be a part of the equation.
But that is not the only alternative, and that's the whole purpose of what's called the alternative analysis, is that you have alternatives to analyze. And so if CSX, if whatever talks cart is in with CSX does not work out, then we have an alternative.
The other option is to go along I-275. Bob O'Malley, who gave the presentation on behalf of CSX, gave what some board members call the rosy view of the relationship between the corporation and local economies and governments.
Well, Tampa Bay is an important region for CSX, but CSX is also an important business partner for the region. We move freight, and especially into and out of the Port of Tampa, and that's important in Tampa Bay's economy. And
in 2008, CSX nearly won a deal with the state that would have allowed commuter rail, which is different from light rail, to operate on its tracks in the Orlando area. Within that deal was a provision that would have absolved the corporation of all liability, even if CSX was at fault in an accident. The state Senate wound up tabling the $650 million deal. The legislature then passed that bill, which critics call a sweetheart deal, during a special session last December. Clearwater Mayor Frank Hibbard said he was skeptical because a stalled CSX project in that city's downtown has left the area in shreds.
When I see this rosy picture of how CSX is willing to work with different agencies, I can tell you that my experience has been the opposite of that. And some of this, I think, is disingenuous. We have had our downtown torn up now for over 6 months, and that's because CSX has been dragging its heels on fixing that corridor through the downtown.
Board member and Citrus County Commissioner John Thrumston said he was concerned about how much factors like insurance would cost if passenger rail were to operate in such close proximity to freight rail.
How many little strips of land are we going to have insurance on and liability, and what are going to be the reoccurring ongoing costs of those things as we move forward with a partnership? And I think that that is a major concern would be for me as we move forward. What are those reoccurring costs going to be on that liability for that insurance policy over several miles of rail system or whatever it is that we do?
O'Malley said that if Hillsborough County were to buy CSX land, the county would actually make more than enough to cover its insurance costs.
I don't know, and you know, we'd have to sit down and take a look at it. I can tell you about Central Florida, though, and I can tell you about the SunRail transaction and TriRail. And what we do in those situations is they purchase those lines from us, but we're still running freight on those lines in a smaller window because there's still customers and businesses in Central Florida that need freight delivered by rail, but we don't own the line, so we are paying an access charge plus a per car mile charge to the state. For both those systems, it's about $10 million a year, and that covers the state's insurance premium for those two systems.
Currently, O'Malley said, Hillsborough Area Regional Transit, or HART, is exploring the possibility of using CSX right-of-way in two instances.
HART specifically right now is looking at two rail lines. One is our Brooksville subdivision, which runs from near downtown up to past USF up into Pasco and Hernando counties. Our Clearwater subdivision runs up the splits from the Brooksville and comes over to Clearwater and then down into St. Petersburg.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio has expressed skepticism about CSX in the past. Today she stressed that running passenger rail along CSX lines was not the only option.
So actually, I think we're in pretty good shape in Hillsborough County in that whether or not we move forward with light rail is not dependent on CSX. I mean, you always want to have a partnership and you always want things to go well. But it's not a dependency issue, which I think is a good thing.